AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An arrest has been made 2 days after the assassination in Utah of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
This is what happens when you let good cops be cops.
That is FBI Director Kash Patel. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson from Utah is facing capital murder and other charges. A family member of Robinson reached out to a friend who contacted authorities with information Robinson had confessed or implied he carried out the shooting. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says this wasn't just an attack on Charlie Kirk.
It is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on the American experiment. It is an attack on our ideals. This cuts to the very foundation of who we are, of who we have been, and who we could be in better times.
Cox says he believes Robinson acted alone. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he's working with President Trump to send National Guard troops to Memphis as part of a broad crime-fighting surge. President Trump told Fox News Channel other areas need National Guard help, like Chicago.
New Orleans is really in bad shape, and the governor wants us to go in. We'll do that, too.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is willing to risk a government shutdown at the end of the month if Republicans don't accept Democratic demands on health care. Schumer tells the AP he and Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries oppose any legislation that doesn't include key health care provisions and a commitment not to roll them back. Schumer argues the country is in a different place than it was earlier this year when he argued against a shutdown. NATO says it's bulking up its defensive posture in the eastern flank bordering Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine with new equipment. The alliance flexed its muscles to deter potential Russian aggression following an incursion by Russian drones into Polish territory. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A plane carrying more than 300 South Korean workers released after days of detention in the U.S. in Georgia has arrived in South Korea.
TV footage showed the charter plane landing at Incheon International Airport on Friday and workers filing through arrivals. They're among about 475 people detained during the September 4 immigration raid at a battery factory under construction on the campus of Hyundai's sprawling auto plant west of Savannah. South Korea later said it had reached an agreement with the US for the Korean workers' release. Their return provides relief to their families and colleagues, some of whom came to the airport to meet them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A motorized boat capsized in northwestern Congo, killing at least 86 people. It's not immediately clear what caused the accident, although state media attributed it to improper loading and night navigation, citing reports on the scene. Ed Donahue, AP News.